The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith, and you are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And because we are, of course, nearing the end of the year, WRAL.com put on a list of the Triangle's top music events of the decade. And here is a look at some of those events, as listed again by WRAL.com. In no particular order, Beyoncé at Carter Finley Stadium in May of 2016, Garth Brooks at PNC Arena for three shows in March 2016, Rolling Stones at Carter Finley Stadium, July 2015, the Art of Cool Festival in Durham started in 2014, Hopscotch Music Festival in Raleigh started in 2010, IBMA's World of Bluegrass in Raleigh started in 2013, the Broadway smash hit Hamilton played Deepak in Durham, November 2018, and it's coming back for the 2020-2021 Broadway season. J. Cole's Dreamville Festival, Raleigh's Dix Park in April 2019. Paul McCartney at PNC Arena, May 2019. Billy Joel at PNC Arena, February of 2014. And Elton John at PNC Arena, March of 2019. So there's a look at some of the top events, entertainment events in the Triangle in the past decade. All right, Metallica will headline the Epicenter Festival at its new location in Charlotte next May. Organizers announced the festival will be held May 1st through the 3rd, 2020, at the Rock City Campgrounds in Concord, across from the Charlotte Motor Speedway. According to the Epicenter Festival website, Metallica will perform two different sets on Friday and Saturday. Other performers will be announced later. Epicenter's most recent festival was held in May in Richmond County, and multiple guests complained that after paying hundreds of dollars for tickets, they found themselves sitting in traffic, worried for their safety, and on one night, forced out of the outdoor venue because of severe weather. Nice to know the Dreamville Festival is returning to Raleigh in 2020. The popular music festival from rapper J. Cole returns to Raleigh's Dix Park on April 4th, 2020. You may remember that the event sold out last year. The inaugural Dreamville Festival was held this past April after being postponed from its original September 2018 start date because of Hurricane Florence. It was the first major concert event at Dix Park and went off with few issues. Alrighty, let's take a look at the lineup for the North Carolina Museum of Art. We've got an event coming up February 8th, the North Carolina Raga Revival Concert. For hundreds of centuries, raga has formed the backbone of Indian classical music, offering a guideline for musicians to improvise when performed live. Ragas, which routinely translates to or roughly translates to coloring, are still played throughout India and were first popularized stateside by sitar master Ravi Shankar in the 60s. Also coming up the first of the year in the Sights and Sounds concert series, Sunday, January 5th, it's the Mallarmé Chamber Players. January 12th, Frida's Faces, dance performances at 10:15, 11:15, 1:15, and 2:15. Again, all concerts on Sundays at 2. Checking Duke performances, all shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, January 17th, it's Jeremy Denk on piano and Stefan Jacovic on violin. That's at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday through Sunday, January 17th through the 19th, Mountain Man, Cosmic Prom. This is Amelia, Molly, and Alexandra. Interlace harmonies to produce their enchanting brand of indie folk magic. The Fruit is where that's being held, with performances Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 7. January 25th, it's the St. Lawrence String Quartet and Anne Marie McDermott on piano, Baldwin Auditorium. Friday, January 31st, Jan Lisetsky Piano. This is a piano recital series event. Then Friday and Saturday, January 31st and February 1st, Ballet X. The letter X often functions like an open-ended signature, future-facing, representing an unknown quantity or quality. Taken on its own, it also resembles a figure with all limbs outstretched, reaching past one's foreseeable ends. It makes sense, then, that the letter flanks the name of Philadelphia-based contemporary ballet company, Ballet X, whose charge is to innovate, experiment with, and reformulate classical ballet for the 21st century. Performances are at Reynolds Industries Theater. Few events at NC State's Live, all events at Stewart Theater at 7. Saturday, January 11th, NC State's Grains of Time, the concert to kick off 2020, and it starts at 7. Friday, January 24th, Marcus Roberts and the Modern Jazz Generation. Saturday, February 15th, it's Shauna Tucker, Titmus Theater at 5 and 8 o'clock. Then February 28th, Yamato, the Drummers of Japan. Moving to the Carolina Performing Arts Program, all performances start at 8, unless noted, and this is the 15th anniversary season. Friday, January 10th, Fam Adjiti, Nathalie Joachim with Spectral Quartet. This is at Moser Auditorium. Friday, January 17th, Invisibles, Christina Pato and Mass Swift. Again, Moser Auditorium. Friday through Sunday, January 24th through the 26th, Big Dance Theater's Antigonic, Current Art Space and Studio. And finally, on Thursday, January 30th, Carolina Performing Arts, Martha Graham Dance Company, the Eve Project, and this is at Memorial Hall. Get a few laughs at Raleigh Improv and Good Nights Comedy Club. We'll start off with the Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Friday and Saturday, January 3rd and 4th, Michael Costa. Michael is a senior correspondent on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. He was previously the host and co-executive producer of the comment section for the E! Network and is well known from his numerous late-night appearances on Conan, The Tonight Show, Seth Meyers, and At Midnight. Wednesday, January 8th, Mick Foley, The Nice Day Tour. And yes, this is the Mick Foley from the WWE. Thursday through Sunday at Raleigh Improv, January 9th through the 12th, it's Taylor Tomlinson. Taylor started doing stand-up at just 16 years old and has been letting stand-up slowly ruin her life ever since. She is one of the country's youngest touring headliners. Thursday, January 16th, it's medium Cindy Kaza, Cindy is a clairvoyant, meaning clairseeing, clairaudient, clairhearing, and clairsentient, clairfeeling. She works across the country as an evidential medium. Friday through Sunday, January 17th through the 19th at Raleigh Improv, Huggy Lowdown and Chris Paul. Huggy is known for his hilarious appearances on the HBO Deaf Comedy Jam, the Jamie Foxx special, P. Diddy's Bad Boys of Comedy, the Bernie Mac special, the Whoopi Goldberg special, and for his rounds with the Kings of Comedy Tour. Chris has emerged as one of the most respected writers and comedians in the country. His career in stand-up comedy began in high school, and 20 years later, Chris is going stronger than ever. Thursday, January 23rd, Fresh Drunk Stoned Comedy Tour. And then Friday and Saturday, January 24th and 25th, Sean Wayans. Of course, Sean was born into one of Hollywood's largest and most successful comedic families, so he was naturally gifted with the ability to make people laugh. Now, keep in mind, all shows are 18+. Now, the lineup at Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh, Friday through Sunday, January 3rd through the 5th, it is Preacher Lawson. One of the most likable animated characters you'll ever see, Preacher Lawson has been bringing his brand of goofy, high-energy comedy to the stage ever since he was 17. A man who uses his entire body when he gets on stage, Preacher's clean, energetic style will keep you on your toes and, more importantly, crying from laughter. Wednesday, January 8th at Goodnight's, Stone Cold and the Jackal. Steve Burton and Bradford Anderson play the roles of Jason Morgan and Damian Spinelli on ABC's soap opera General Hospital. Fans love their unique friendship on screen, but their real-life dynamic is perhaps even more entertaining. Thursday through Saturday, January 9th through the 11th, George Wilborn. George is a Chicago native who got his big break as the house MC at All Jokes Aside in 1992. All Jokes Aside was Chicago's first primarily African-American comedy club. Thursday, January 16th at Goodnight's, Dadaz and Melissa MC. A modern-day Lucy and Desi Facebook sensations, Dadaz and Melissa MC, are capturing hearts by the millions. They're real and in-your-face back-and-forth sketches about everyday life are not only poignant but funny, in fact, very funny. Friday through Sunday, January 17th through the 19th, it's Sarah Colonna. Sarah's a stand-up comedian, author, and actor who can be seen starring as a series regular alongside Dallas Roberts, Debbie Ryan, and Alyssa Milano in Netflix's Insatiable. Thursday through Saturday, January 23rd through the 25th, Ron Funches. Ron has built an impressive acting resume, whether it's lending his voice to projects like Trolls, Bob's Burgers, and Adventure Time, or his memorable acting roles on The Goldbergs, Blackish, New Girl, Transparent, Powerless, and Undateable. Sunday, January 26th at Goodnight's, Kerwin Claiborne. Kerwin's hard work and eager approach to his craft have successfully launched him to stardom. His internet personalities, such as Ms. Mary, Uncle Leroy, and Miss Keisha, have made it easy for everyday people to relate. Then Thursday through Saturday, January 30th through February 1st, Donnell Rawlings. For Chappelle's Show fans, the Donnell's name will always be synonymous with Ashy Larry or Beautiful or any of his other unforgettable characters. Then Friday and Saturday, January 31st and February 1st, Adrienne Ipolucci. Adrienne made her stand-up debut on NBC's Last Comic Standing. She has appeared on This Week at the Comedy Cellar, The Late Show with David Letterman, and Gotham Comedy Live. The rundown is slowly coming to an end for the Chinese Lantern Festival at Booth Amphitheater. Details for the event at Chinese Lantern Festival, Cary, NC. And, of course, it runs through January 12th. All right, let's check out Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Sunday, January 12th, the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, Rebels with a Cause. That concert starts at 3. Friday, January 17th, an evening with Travis Tritt. Of course, he's been in country music a long, long time. Saturday, January 18, Riding with Joe Crack, now in its 16th year of production. Campaign for Change incorporates today's top music hits, live performances by professional recording artists, spoken word, and a riveting message delivered by prominent speaker Vegas Dawn. The show is free, and the performance starts at 1. That same day, Saturday, January 18th, the Motown Throwdown Tribute. You will enjoy phenomenal, talented singers performing the classic Motown hits. Dance and sing along with the greatest hits of Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, Smokey Robinson, The Marvelettes, Lionel Richie, Tina Marie, The Temptations, Martha and the Vandellas, Rick James, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and many more. Tuesday, January 21st, Three Dog Night. By the way, the Motown Throwdown Tribute, that starts at 8 o'clock. Thursday, January 23rd, Jake Shimabukuro. Over the past 15 years, Jake has challenged and changed all notions of what was possible with a ukulele. Friday, January 31st, The Second City, Laughing for All the Wrong Reasons. Saturday, February 1st, at Carolina Theater, the ICCA South Quarterfinals, the Varsity Vocals International Championship of a cappella. Thursday, February 6th, The Fab Four, The Ultimate Tribute. Friday, February 7th, Tim and Eric, 2020 Mandatory Attendance World Tour. Saturday, February 8th, it's Kathleen Madigan, the 8 o'clock Happy Hour Tour. Wednesday, February 12th, The Doors Break On Through. This is a celebration of Ray Manzarek. There are two shows, one at 7 and the other at 9:30. Thursday, February 13th, it's Tao. This is Drum Heart. More than 800 million spectators across the world have been touched by Drum Tao. The stage is created through phenomenal performances and expressions consisting of incomparable Wadaiko drums and the beautiful, mesmerizing melody of Japanese flutes and harps. Wednesday, January 8th, and we're now looking at the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Again, Wednesday, January 8th, the Simon and Garfunkel Story. Sunday, January 12th, Why Guys presents the Winter Inning Variety Show. Tuesday through Sunday, January 14th through the 19th, Come From Away. Monday, January 20th, Neil deGrasse Tyson, an astrophysicist, goes to the movies. This is the sequel from 1984. From The Wizard of Oz to Mary Poppins to Interstellar, this show is an entertaining and enlightening review of all the science that our favorite movies got wrong, combined with some of the stuff they did get right. Sunday, January 26th, the Deepak, Frankie Valli, and the Four Seasons. Those guys had 71 chart hits in the 1960s. Okay, Tuesday through Sunday, January 28th through February 2nd, Rent, a reimagining of Puccini's La Bohème. Rent follows an unforgettable year in the lives of seven artists struggling to follow their dreams without selling out. With its inspiring message of joy and hope in the face of fear, this timeless celebration of friendship and creativity reminds us to measure our lives with the only thing that truly matters, love. Friday, February 7th, let me see here, Nashville Songwriters. Six top country songwriters will sing their hits and share their stories, bringing fans closer to the creative process that has produced some of the biggest hits in country music. The show benefits three local organizations, Kids Notes, a youth orchestra, band, and choir program that uses music to encourage children to succeed, the North Carolina Boys Academy, Christian boarding school for teenage boys, and Voyager Academy, Friends of the Arts, which aims to increase support for visual and performing arts at the academy. Saturday, February 8th, it's Joe Coy, Just Kidding World Tour. Sunday, February 9th, Tony Bennett, I Left My Heart Tour. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Saturday, January 4th, Happy Feet to a Latin Beat. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall, performances at 1 o'clock and again at 4. Friday, January 10th, The Steel Wheels, presented by Pinecone. Few groups have come as far in such a short period of time as the Steel Wheels. That assessment from NPR's Mountain Stage. The Virginia-based Acoustic Roots Music Collective is touring in support of their seventh album, Over the Trees. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th, it is The Planets, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Friday and Saturday, January 17 and 18, the music of Elton John featuring Michael Cavanaugh. North Carolina Symphony Pop Series event, Cavanaugh, his energetic band, and the North Carolina Symphony will pay tribute to certain Sir Elton John's greatest hits, including Rocket Man, Tiny Dancer, Candle in the Wind, Crocodile Rock, Benny and the Jets, and a lot more. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall. It's at 8 o'clock on Friday, then 3 and 8 on Saturday. Saturday, January 18th, it's Jesse Cook, a Juno-winning master guitarist. Cook is known for his intoxicating fusion of world music. His performance is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Monday, January 20th, the 40th annual Martin Luther King Jr. celebration and evening musical celebration. There's the noon observation, and it all takes place at May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday, January 24th, A Nest of Singing Birds, Songs and Stories from the Appalachian Mountains. This is a Pinecone event. Friday and Saturday, January 24 and 25, Brahms Piano Concerto No. 2, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. The beauty of Brahms Piano Concerto No. 2 is brought to life by Stephen Hupp, one of the most distinguished pianists of our time. This immense concerto is paired with Schubert's Symphony No. 4, which seems to suspend time with its long arching melodies and surprising twists and turns. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall, and the time is 8 o'clock both nights. All right, also at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Friday through Sunday, January 24 through the 26th, Leon Cavallo, Pagliacci. Leon Cavallo Pagliacci. This is North Carolina Opera, and this is at Memorial Auditorium. Thursday, January 30th through Sunday, February 16th, it's Rhapsody in Blue, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, February 7 and 8, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 5, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series event at May Mandy Concert Hall. Tuesday through Sunday, and I can't believe I did this. It's an early February, I know that. Kinky Boots. This is a North Carolina theater event at Memorial Auditorium. Talk about being embarrassed. Friday and Saturday, February 14 and 15, Swing is the Thing, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series, and this is at May Mandy Concert Hall. Tuesday, February 18th, Lawrence Brownlee in recital. This is North Carolina Opera at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, February 21st, the 11th Annual Raleigh Blues Festival, and this is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, February 21 and 22, the legend Johnny Mathis, the voice of Romance Tour. This is a North Carolina Symphony special event concert, and it is at May Mandy Concert Hall. Again, Friday and Saturday, February 21 and 22, Johnny Mathis, the voice of Romance Tour. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.